Okay.
This is Major Tom Turns Into Light for David Bowie. All those years of training and G-force tests and bone densities and the anti-gravitational endless drop in the belly of the airplane would be plenty to forge the metal of his genius into a NASA-approved alloy whereby the notion of death nested behind the vacuum of the eye sockets like an organ awaiting some second adolescence to begin churning its unpredictable hormone into the blood. And since we believed in more, we tuned in to watch the rocket ascend as though it were pulling our hearts behind, the way a wedding car clanks its lovely cans toward a waterfall or white sand beach, or a bed upon which a definition waits awakening and then proving over and over and over with the ink of moan and gasp until it disappears into a hope as perfect as a needle puncturing the sky. Which is why he was chosen to be lost and never found, and spinning in a mass of every wire and element and sound the whole human race had taken millennia to discover for this one trip from which we knew he would not return, since he knew there was nothing but limits and the blinding phosphorescent joy it would take to destroy them.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through.